it was very hard. They were really up for it. We knew they were going to be up for it. So it was good of us to get the first half over with, and we always knew that after that is going to be about us, because they used a lot of energy in the first half, and it's good to get the first goal, so yeah, we could just carry on from there.
How hard was it to keep your cool in the first half? Because you mentioned it there, Brentford's game plan was obvious. They were trying to get under your skin, weren't they?
It was really hard. I came very close of hitting that McCormack or something. Someone made a tackle on me. I had to stitch my leg actually in the first half. So I had to keep my calm. But as I said, they were really up for it. They had players like trying to wind us up. But it's good we kept our cool.
It's not easy. I mean, how do you do it? How do you keep yourself controlled in that situation?
No, I don't know. I had grabbing me and telling me to carry on and take it after the game, and I think that helped me, because at the moment I was going nuts at the field there. But it's good we won, and we can go home with 3 points.
So having gone through all that, it must be really sweet when you score the first goal.
Yeah, because I think we can keep our cool more when we get to around the 16, 18 yards, because if we did that, we could have scored earlier, I think. But great to get the goal, and very pleased for the lads and everyone that is working hard to get some result.
And Cameron Jerome certainly seems to have made a difference. They were two very well-taken goals, weren't they?
Two very good goals. The second goal was world class. That's the goal I like to score, and he did it, so all credit to him. He worked really well with Grubbs today, and it's not easy playing two up top, so I think they did well.
And the other end of the pitch, we should mention John Ruddy as well, because that wouldn't have been 3-0 without him, would it?
Yeah, he did well as well. He kept us in the game, He had a clean sheet, so that's a good game for him as well.
And you're top of the league?
Yep, but once again, it's just playing Premier League last season with 38 games. For me, in my head, that the season hasn't started yet. It's like we are playing bonus matches now. So we just have to take game after game and keep going.
I think you're battered and bruised, but looking at that table, is Norwich top of the table, that'll ease the bruises, won't it?
Yeah, I think so. And tomorrow it will be all smiles rather than being mad right now.